The Greater Washington Government Contractor Awards honor many of the individuals and businesses among the region's government contractors. The awards are sponsored by the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce and the Professional Services Council. Heidi Girding is President CEO of High Tech and finalist in this year's Executive of the Year Award category in the $75 million or less in sales. Heidi, congratulations. It's a terrific honor, and it's wonderful to talk to you. Thank you for coming on the program this morning. Give me a thumbnail of what your company does for clients in the federal space.
Well, good morning, Francis, and thanks for the congratulations. It's such an honor to be even nominated. I feel like this is the Emmys or the Oscars or something. So my thumbnail on the company is that High Tech Services is in two business lines, and we try to stay in those two swim lanes. The first one, which comprises about 75% of my business, is business process outsourcing, and that predominantly consists of processing paper and electronic forms, applications, and whatnot for the federal government. The second, which is about 25% of my business, is software development.
As I read your bio, I pulled out a couple of things that I think are instructive about the way that your company does business with the government. I note that you're a graduate of the Naval Academy and spent about 10 years, it says, in the Navy. Thank you for that service. How does that inform the way that you go about running a company that serves the federal government, Heidi?
So being a Naval Academy graduate and actually in one of the first classes of females to graduate from there, it's formed the basis of who I am, being the honor concept, with the premise that midshipmen don't lie, cheat, or steal. And so the High Tech, which is spelled H-E-I, Tech, is the first letter stands, not only does it mean Heidi Technologies, but it also serves as for honor, excellence, and innovation. So the honor concept is bred into all the employees that we hire. We want people of that nature, where I would rather be completely honest if a mistake happens with a customer and be the one to tell them than let someone else tell them first. So that really has been the basis. Everyone makes mistakes. Let's own up to it. Don't go in with problems, go in with solutions and how you're going to preclude those things from happening in the future. So it's the Naval Academy is really everything I'm all about.
I note that you, your company is on a wide number of contract vehicles, GSA 8A Stars, MOBUS on Schedule 70, DHS Eagle 2 is a sub to Serco. That wide variety of vehicles and so on, is that proving to be an advantage or a disadvantage, do you think, for companies? Not being on them, that's certainly an advantage, but just the fact that there are so many out there, does that make it easier or harder for a company like yours to do business, do you think, Heidi?
Well, I think reality is you have to be on a contract vehicle of some sort. The more the better, obviously, because many agencies are realizing that the cost of procuring services independently is far too expensive. So everyone seems to be pushing their current contracts underneath a contract vehicle. So if you don't hold one of those contract vehicles, you're at a loss. So High Tech Services is looking at new contract vehicles and deciding whether or not we've got a good opportunity at winning as a prime contractor. Coming on as a subcontractor is tougher unless you are going to go out and pursue the work and have negotiated a deal with a prime contractor where if you win it, you get to keep the work. And those are the kind of subcontract arrangements that we're entering into if we feel that we're not strong enough to prime something. Probably the best one that we've had so far has been the IT-70, obviously 8A Stars, which we'll lose next year because we won't be able to recertify as a small business, and our GPO 8951M contract has proven to be pretty valuable to us.
You mentioned the two primary stilts on which your company stands. That's the business processing services and information technology services. What are the trends that you see in each of those areas, especially the business processing services, as the government tries to transition from handling paper to a digital environment?
So, great question. In fact, we've been targeting one particular agency, which I'll leave unnamed,
okay.
And we've submitted four proposals of late, and most agencies are going through some sort of transformation process right now, converting to electronic submissions from manufacturers, from companies, from individuals. And as a result of that, the procurement comes out and says, we really need you to consider how this transformation is going to affect the next 5 years because we're going to start bringing this online fast and furiously. So I believe, and this, of course, is all my perceptions and many that I've talked to who have bid on these contracts and lost as well, is that we're looking at flawed independent government cost estimates. So it appears that in a services contract, the biggest piece of the independent government cost estimate is the staffing plan. And the agencies are developing their staffing plans, it appears, based on continual paper processing rather than the benefits that are going to be gained by going to electronic transformation. And all of our staffing plans have considered, in fact, I'm on a couple of projects now where some of those forms, those applications have come in electronically, and we've seen dramatic process improvements and improved productivity metrics on our staff. Our staff work faster, we can work with fewer people, et cetera. And the government has come back during during regular discussions and said, your estimates for staffing are way too low. So we enter into discussions with them and explain why we came to these decisions and we're using actual production metrics that we're using on the programs right now. We end up losing because we've bid too few people. And so I've actually taken this issue not only to the agency head of acquisition, but I've also gone to the Professional Services Council where they're already addressing this issue, but wanted to make sure they know about this one particular agency that over the last four procurements, they've repeated the same thing and ended up awarding contracts to significantly higher priced companies when in fact our company was deemed to be technically acceptable. So, you know, it's just, and it's not sour grapes, it's just, you know, if you're going to ask us to take into consideration this transformation, then you should too.
Heidi Gerdings, President and CEO of High Tech Services. She's a finalist in this year's Executive of the Year Award category for the GovCon Awards in the $75 million or less in sales category. What's the solution, do you think? Is that an education process, or is that the senior acquisition official at agency saying, no, you just have to do it this way?
So when I submitted some issue papers to the head of acquisition about the issues that I saw in these last four procurements, I did provide recommendations, and that was that I think the government needs a better education process on how to develop an independent government cost estimate. And I'm not saying they're ignorant to this. We have a lot of bright people working in the federal government, but the biggest part of the staffing plan is the basis of estimate. And the basis of estimate is constituted of quality SLAs, AQLs. It's consisted of workflow metrics, and it's also consisted of productivity. And I'm not sure how the government is getting their productivity numbers and whether those are just guesses. So my solution and recommendations were to include the industry more in helping to formulate some of those things. The Professional Services Council is asking that the agencies do more draft RFPs, allow us to help you solution some of this and do better government cost estimates as you release RFPs.
It's certainly not the first time nor the last time that you and your colleagues in industry will be asking for more communication and collaboration from the government, Heidi, and certainly something to keep an eye on. I appreciate you coming on today, and congratulations again on this terrific selection. I look forward to seeing you at the ceremony.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate the time today. Thanks, Francis.